Hello, hello. This is Ralph Fusitola, sitting in for Sherry Edwards on the Sound Health Show. Sherry's voice is gone for the evening, so I volunteered to take her place. We have an excellent guest tonight, but before we introduce the guest, I should tell you that this program is sponsored by Sound Health, and you can find Sherry Edwards and Sound Health at vocalprofiling.com. That's www.vocalprofiling.com. Well, tonight's guest is going to bring us a different approach on healing and wellness, an area of great interest to all of us. We have with us, from the Foundation for Magnetic Science, Peter Kulish, who is a gentleman with a number of patents in the area of magnetic fluid conditioning, and who's been a researcher for many years in the effects of magnetic fields on the human system and on other biological and energetic systems as well, and whose foundation has developed a series of protocols and products that are brought to us on the internet at biomagscience.com. That's www.biomagscience.com. Well, good evening, Peter, and how are you?
Oh, great, Ralph. Thank you for inviting me on. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and to be able to do this when other people are listening in, well, that's fantastic.
Indeed. Well, maybe we should start with the idea that the people who are listening to us probably don't know very much about the use of magnets in biological systems, and, of course, the concept of magnetic fluid conditioning. And so if you'd like to address some of the basic underlying first, and then we'll get into some of the very interesting stories about how people have been helped with magnets. But let's start with some of the underlying science to begin with.
Well, you know, I do feel that most people have heard of magnetic therapies for, you know, stopping pain and such. The only thing I've seen through the years, and we really consistently see, is that there is a general lack of knowledge of what the true fields of magnetism do and how to use those fields in such a manner where, you know, perhaps to be able to take, let's say, a 22-year-old arthritic knee and resolve that, and support the knee with enough energy so that the body's natural healing starts to take place. That's one aspect. It's been a big concern. You are familiar with our foundation, and you know, we are on a mission to get the word out to people that magnets are, you know, they are, well, the electromotive fields of magnets are fantastic. You know, literally.
Saw that when you're talking about knees. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the individual, but back in January, we were both together at an event, and a rather well-known individual was limping along with problems with his knee, and being told by physicians that he needed an operation. And I saw you attach some magnets to his knees, and I noticed the next day when he went up to get his award at the event, he wasn't limping. I don't know if you can share that with us.
Andy said it was okay to talk about it. I call him Andy now that I've become, one of his caregivers, and I'm talking about Andrew Young, the former ambassador to the UN, and the
mayor of Atlanta, among other things.
Precisely, genuinely a wonderful fellow. But he was, what was it? It was around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. We applied our advanced circuits above and below his knee. He was using a cane at that time. Upon talking with him, the doctors had told him that he really needed to go in for surgery, get a knee replacement. And besides not having the time, he's a really busy guy, because I know I've called him, and he'll be getting on an airplane in England or this, that, everywhere. He's all over the place, and doing really great work. But besides the fact of his not having the time to do it, he didn't want to do the surgery. And I don't know if I've heard of anyone that likes to do surgery.
Right.
You know, so he was one of those who didn't
want. It was the end of January, wasn't it? It was inherited later.
Well, I mean, I must say that we put that advanced circuit on, which meant that we, of course, put the negative on the negative side of the knee, the lower side, and we put the positive on the other side of the knee. You know, this is something that most people do not understand, that the limbs, depending upon the right or the left limb, leg or arm, they have different polarities on the front and the back.
I think you may find that many of the people listening to this show, being familiar with Sherry Edwards' work, would be a bit familiar with the idea that you have to apply the proper energy to the proper place. And that's really what you've been working on in the foundation, creating protocols to apply the correct side of the magnet to the correct place. But please go on.
Well, here's the case of Andy Young, huh? We applied he had trouble walking. We applied the magnet sometime around 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and that show that night when he was up on stage, he came out. He wasn't even limping. He wasn't using a cane. He wasn't using anything. And I have since talked with him, and he kept the circuit on for 2 months, and he's completely pain-free. He has no problems with his knee whatsoever. You know, and although he does tell me just on occasion he may wear it for a day out of the week. But in relationship to, you know, having a bad knee and having to go into surgery to, you know, having to put a couple magnets on and, you know, once a week, he's a very happy fellow, you know.
Well, if we're talking about testimonials, I guess I should give you my testimonial then. And, of course, you know,
okay.
I was earlier this week, beginning of the week, I was noticing that I was doing a lot of errand running, getting ready, I guess, for the holiday weekend, and getting in and out of cars, and I was noticing my lower back was bothering me, jumping in and out. I had to borrow my son's car because my wife had our car, and his car is maybe less comfortable for me. And I put a magnet on the area that was causing pain, you know, the green side toward it, of course, and there's been no problem since then. I've been wearing it every time I get in the car. And I've noticed that the discomfort I had been feeling earlier in the week has been completely gone.
No.
And, in fact, it went away very rapidly after putting the magnet on.
Well, of course, you know that we handle only rare earth neodymium magnets. And the fact of the matter is that we very specifically teach, it's pretty safe to put the negative green side, which green is the accepted color in the biomagnetic theater, as the negative side of a magnet, putting out the negative energy, which is actually the calming, supportive, healing energy of the body. And, of course, using the green side is a manner of amplifying that. And, what we are so pleased with, and, of course, you know, we present some of these findings at biomagscience.com.
Also directly at the foundation's website, which I guess we should also give, which is magnetfoundation.org.
Right, exactly.
So you have it in both directions. You can go and find the information.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, I love the clinicals that we show, the before and after blood cells and the before and after free radical sites that have started healing right away. You know, I mean, when you apply the magnetic fields correctly, and I say correctly because there are I see so many systems out in the marketplace that are applying negative energy in positive zones on the limbs. And I remember reading this one, it's a newsletter that came out by a magnet company that said, well, just put it on if it hurts, then take it off, then put it on again, and take it off when it starts to hurt too much, and then eventually it'll be all right. Well, you know something? If you put a magnetic field over something and it hurts, you're doing it wrong.
That's
and
right.
That is it.
The first rule is do no harm, right?
Well, precisely.
I think you recently posted some YouTube testimonials by individuals who did do it correctly. It's obvious that when you put the proper placement of the magnets, you get a much stronger and much more rapid response than if you
You happen to know Irv. You know,
yes, I do.
Irv's in his middle 70s, you know, and suffered a it was a little accident, but the thing is that it gouged the flesh out above mm-hmm. his knee. He had no feeling, zero feeling. His doctor told him that was it. You have no feeling from your knee down the rest of your life. And he could barely bend his leg, and the doctor also told him that's the way that is going to have to be. Well, we put an advanced circuit, you know, the positive-negative circuit on, and regrow back help the body regrow the nerves, the tendons, and the muscle. And he got full mobility, and he got full feeling back. And, you know, it's just something we do. I mean, I'm happy that we're having this conversation because it's so important to get the information out. We have really studied the body. We've studied the entire physiology, the nerve pathways, the energy pathways, very specifically to have developed very carefully put magnetic fields, you know, like our meridian energy therapy. That's a case where we put the magnets on both the hands, the feet, and on top of the head, the five peripheral areas of the body, and they involve positive and negative. And
right, I can
by
tell you, I've so. Used that. I've used that that system a number of times, and when I'm feeling ill and I put it on, it seems that shortly thereafter I'm feeling almost normal again. It does seem to raise
the
body's energy. It really does.
Well, you know, in shiatsu. Some of the other energy medicines, what you've got is you've got both positive and negative working and immediately balancing. I mean, driving the energy and driving it in into the body and it's wanting to travel and meet. And in order to do that, it just energizes everything in its pathway. And it's quite remarkable. I mean, I can remember we had a woman, she was... early 50s, she had taken a prescription, one dose of antibiotics, and it went into her pancreas, and she developed acute pancreatitis and went into a terminal coma. And she was on about a 36-hour trend. That's what the doctor said about 36 hours when we applied the meridian energy therapy to her. We applied the magnets on both hands, feet, top of the head, and right over her pancreas using one of our super magnets, which, you know, is about the size, diameter of a quarter, about three-quarters of an inch thick. But, you know, you can literally flip a compass from one side of the body to the other. We put that over the pancreas. And, hey, about 12 to 15 hours later, she woke up. and then 7 days later, I mean, she left the hospital. She had healed. Now,
yeah. Well, I think I may have told you about my experience many years ago with a similar situation with a stroke. Back in the 1970s, from the 1970s to the mid 1990s, my wife and I had five little Shih Tzu, those little Chinese dogs, and one of our Shih Tzu at age seven. Had a stroke, and he was paralyzed, and Ambrose, and we brought him to the world's doggy stroke expert, who happens to have a three-story veterinary hospital in Bergen County, New Jersey. We brought him in, and for $750, they did a myelogram and all the other stuff that one does, and came back to us and said, this dog will never stand again, and they showed us the myelogram. This is where the injury is, and you can see on the side of his neck, there was an area, a black area, on one side of his spinal cord that was dead. And they said to us, put this dog down. And we said, thank you. We took the little dog back home, and we started applying magnets and nutrition to him. And I would notice that when we had one of those big old magnets, this is before we discovered the tremendous magnets that you've been developing, but it was probably 1986, 87. And we we applied the magnet to the side of his head where the injury was, and the magnet was literally larger than his entire head. And we would notice that just the area that was marked by the doctor as injured would get warm after about 15 minutes, and we'd take it off. And we did that repeatedly, at least once a day, and within 5 or 6 days, he was standing up, and that little dog lived to be 21 years old.
Wow.
And he limped. He had one paw would sometimes go under, but the other three limbs were working. So I have to tell you that we saw the magnets basically get his nervous system going again. It would have been nice to have been able to have a second myelogram, but we didn't do that.
I mean,
we did. We saw the effect instead.
Well, you know, it's fantastic. I mean, honestly, one of the issues that I think is very important that we ran across and someone helped us with are the BIA tests. The BIA tests essentially are tests that test the cellular voltage. They test the membrane, what's called the parallel membrane capacitance, and they test the energy in the center of the cell. And there's a direct correlation on the wellness of the individual having what would be considered a high electromotive vitality. And you, of course, we've looked at other individuals who have been deathly ill, and I don't use that term lightly, and their voltage is very, very low. And we've been able to, with the magnets, and, you know, I mean, it's not a complicated thing. You know, these advanced therapies we have are essentially, just basic circuits that we put on. You know, but the thing is that we do it carefully. I mean, the back of the neck, the lower CVS, cerebral vestibular system, that's an excellent area.
Doesn't this really all arise from your research in the effects of magnets on fluids in general? And aren't we really dealing with the fluid flow of the blood system and the nervous system and the way magnets affect that fluid flow?
Well, yes, absolutely. But
isn't
of course,
you call the data potential?
And we are dealing with the specific energy values of negative energy. You know, the animal biology really runs on negative energy. Of course, it runs on negative and positive energy. But the thing is that animals for health, it's what's called the negative zeta potential. That we have to the negative energy of the body. It's the negative electron stream. When people are ill, they have a low negative energy. In plants, it's positive energy.
Oh.
You know, plants need positive energy to grow, to be invigorated.
And watering your plants with water that's been subjected to a magnetic field will have an impact on them.
Oh, quite an impact.
I've seen some of the photos. So.
How about those onions, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Onions that came out of Australia.
I should explain to the listeners that we've seen some photos of some tests. There have been some very interesting tests on lettuce and other crops in Brazil, where the plants after harvest retain their good characteristics for a longer period of time, and where they grow much better. And it was really interesting to read the one report where they did parallel rows, and they treated the rows differently, some with magnetized water, some without, some with nothing at all. And there was one row where they just didn't water it or do anything, and those plants barely began to grow. And then toward the end, they just put some magnetized water on them, and they started growing. So,
one of the things, I mean, they really did a wonderful analysis, essentially the glycemic index of that. Of course, it's interesting, like the glycemic index on an apple, sugar apple, you want high. On lettuce, you don't want any sugar in the thing. The sugar appears when the plant starts to die. That lettuce was on its way out in that test. I mean, it was quite something. And they put the magnetized water, gave it the magnetized water, and it completely healed itself. And not only that, but there was a greater yield. And the interesting thing, I think, is that there's about 100, I think at least 140% more shelf life. Some of it going up to 200% shelf life. But the ramifications of that are quite something.
It's more wholesome because, food that stays wholesome longer.
Well, that's about the size of it. And when you think about it, you've got, everybody, all food is trucked, whether it's trucked around the corner or in most cases, it may have a medium haul and it may have a long haul. And if you can keep it alive longer, you've got reduced costs. And, in this day and age, everything is reduced carbon footprint. If you can keep the food, well, let's face it, if you can grow plant food with increased shelf life and greater yield, that's the best of all the worlds. And another issue that we found is that the ground actually stays wetter longer, so there's less water required.
Well, the water is wetter, isn't it? Isn't when you magnetize water, the water gets wetter?
Reduces its surface tension. Which makes, is the scientific analysis of its solvency. Reduced surface tension is actually wetter, more solvent water, and it goes into the earth much, much better. And
it may be my imagination, but I know when I drink magnetized water, it literally feels wetter.
Yeah, well, it's got a different, the texture of it. I don't know, most people, if they knew how good drinking magnetized water was for you, they would instantly get some right away.
And it's easy to do it. You just put a magnet on the outside.
Buy a set of water jar energizers. I tell you, it's quite remarkable.
And that's a good lead-in because I'm supposed to take a break right around now and announce to everyone that we are on the BBS radio network, and this is the Sound Health Show, which is normally hosted by Sherry Edwards of Sound Health. Sherry has asked me to host for her. My name is Ralph Fusatola, and I have as my guest this evening, Peter Kulish from the Foundation for Magnetic Science. You can see the work of the foundation at its website, magnetfoundation.org, or you can go to the website that implements the research of the foundation, Biomag Science, that's B-I-O-M-A-G science.com, and see the implementation of these ideas in the form of products that you can obtain, including magnets that can be used to magnetize water. All right. And, Peter, as you were saying.
Well, my goodness, it's so interesting because, I've seen a lot of other third-party studies of magnetized water. And everybody keeps coming up with the same thing. And, of course, we have our own studies and we have our own database. As a matter of fact, in Japan, I was sold a tremendous amount of water energizers just so people could drink magnetized water. They didn't have normally people buy these large water energizers to soften the water because the hard water is very problematical. But in Japan, they don't really have hard water. But we sold so many people. So many people purchased the large water energizers so they could drink magnetized water.
And it's very easy. I guess we should let people know that it's really very simple to do it. You put, you put the magnet on the side of a glass or clear plastic container. Those white plastic containers are not a good idea. It just takes a few seconds.
Harder plastic juice container.
Right.
And it was real simple. And
How many seconds do you need the magnetic field to be there to affect the water?
Well, with the ones that we have, you get two of them for, we're selling them, they cost $24.95. Okay, you get two of them, and you can put one on a half a gallon jug, which, if you can find one, most of the stuff is 1 3/4 liters now. But regardless, it's about the same size. You put one on there, or if you have a gallon jug, you use both of them. And literally, by the time the water is poured in there, it's swirling motion. It's magnetized. I mean, you might give it 10 seconds or 15 seconds more, but it literally is magnetized by the time you fill the thing up.
And water molecules are naturally susceptible to
dipolar.
Magnetic fields.
Yeah, they're naturally dipolar, although everything, paramagnetic material, which does not have a dipole moment, still has electrons in it. I saw an interesting a video one time. Actually, someone was trying to sell me a huge magnet that was so powerful that it would stick to aluminum. Slowly but surely. This is a very heavy thing. It was like 50 pounds or so. And I was on a piece of aluminum about the size of a refrigerator door, and it showed it. The gravity was pulling it down, but it was going very slowly as it stuck to the aluminum. So, which just goes to show you that there's an interaction of all electrons, but anything that has a dipole moment, such as water, any fluids, certainly H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, can be magnetized. And in reality, I mean, it's even measurable. But the point of drinking magnetized water is there are several factors. One is there is an increased hydrogen availability. And why? You see, water has a tendency to cluster. The molecules cluster. And there's a hormone in the body that literally separates the hydrogen and the oxygen. The oxygen going to the cells, the hydrogen is really the number one electrical component that runs the glands and organs, and it separates a lot of them. Of course, water is also the basis of fluid delivery in the blood into the cells for nutrition and such. So when you magnetize these clusters, the molecules break up. They break up into single molecules. They're no longer clustered. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, increases the hydration to the cells, increases the nutrition factor in, and the waste elimination out, which increases detoxification. It balances sugars, it balances salts. I mean, it just, as a matter of fact, there are reports that it's been slowing down and reversing Alzheimer's. And besides all of that, all of the great benefits of drinking it, it tastes so much better.
Right? Well, now the people who normally listen to this show, who are familiar with Sherry Evers' work, are familiar with the ideas of vibrations and frequencies, of course, because that's what she works with. And there's a lot of concern that especially drinking tap water subjects you to the whatever frequencies or vibrations might be in that tap water. I assume that by magnetizing the water, you're basically erasing all that other programming in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we
have the work of Dr. Emoto that shows that water can be programmed by intent. And
am I breaking? Let me ask you a question, Ralph. Am I breaking up as much as you are right now?
No, you're not. You sound perfectly fine. I hope I'm doing all right.
Okay.
You know what I should do also is let people know they can call in and talk to us if they want to. I can give you all a couple of phone numbers. If you want to call us, there's a toll-free number. It's 877-876-5227, and we'd love to have some interaction with the audience. There's also a direct number, 530-876-3222, and we certainly are willing to have comments from the audience and discussion. This is very fascinating. Water is the fluid of life. And water is a material that is subject to two magnetic fields. And I know I've seen it happen a number of occasions. I've been in restaurants. They've served water. I've smelled the chlorination in the water. I don't want to drink chlorinated water. I've taken one of my magnets. I'm almost always having a magnet somewhere on me. and put the magnet on the water and swirl it around. And the smell goes away. And the water tastes much, much better, I have to say.
Yeah, we call that degasification. Actually, what it does is it locks the chlorine. It doesn't remove it, but it locks it. It binds the chlorine ions into the water. And actually, in effect, it really makes it inert. It still does its job. of sanitation. We've seen that. As a matter of fact, I've worked with Cranfield University, which is in London. They are the number one university in swimming pool water, swimming pool chemistry, and everything like that. But one of the things, and look at, I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm always happy that I have a magnet on me, you know, especially
right.
when I'm off having lunch with some chlorinated water.
Well, we should go one step further and talk not just about water, but talk about the effects of magnetic fields on wine. While we're talking about good things to drink for us, I understand that applying a magnetic field to wine will enhance the wine, and depending on how the wine is, determines whether you put the negative or positive side of the magnet toward the wine. But you want to make any?
Well,
you want to comment on how?
Well,
you,
I must say, I you know it's
wine.
I first got into this thing. I was working with an ex MIP or MIT professor and his whole gang out in Santa Barbara, California. They were into magnets, and I was into magnets. They introduced me to magnets, and I just, I must say, I became very enthralled. Sometimes I wonder if it was a mistake or not, but many years have gone by. It's not been a mistake for many people, because
that's for
we've
sure.
been able to do so many things for so many people. I mean, it's a wonderful technology. But I will say one thing that we learned with the magnets and wine is that we could buy jug wine and make it taste like a very excellent wine. And what we found is that you use the positive side on a very young grape, and it immediately ameliorates that roughness of a young grape. And then if the wine has, you know, it's been aged a little bit and it's got a let's say it's a good wine, then you use the negative side. At least this is what most people have found. You use the negative side, and it makes a good wine into a great wine. It's fantastic, you know, for all us winos out there. I'll tell you that.
Right.
No, but I tell you honestly, you know, I know Sherry's work is just phenomenal in the fields of vibratory. Supportive healing, you know, they're quite remarkable. I just I love her work, and of course we are doing it with the biomagnetics, you know, and we've worked really hard, and you know, we look at the one woman who was in bed for 15 years, and within an hour, I mean, we actually show the blood work on that before and after. I mean, the blood work was terrible looking. You know, which is all on our site, by the way. I mean, you can take a look
right.
at that before and after. We started her system up in an hour's worth of a proper protocol. You know, I mean, there's so many people that have had acute conditions, I mean, really, or chronic conditions. We've been able to affect the use of these very simple but, you know, very specifically applied circuits. I'll never forget the woman. She was she is a retired sergeant nurse,
right.
And I have to laugh because she had the biggest mouth on her. Lovely. I mean, she's great. The heart as big as you know, as big as a house. You know, but boy, I got to say, she had a mouth on her. But just you know, she just cared, and she walked around with a herniated disc for 20 years. She would not go under the knife. She was afraid she'd go under, and she would be that one that, you know, the scalpel misses a little bit and is paraplegic afterwards, so she wouldn't do it. And we put the advanced back therapy on her. And, you know, and that's positive in the center and negative to the right and to the left. And, of course, we told her also to, you know, use some use some acetylmyristoliate with it. But the key issue that particular circuit. Well, she had done an x-ray just before putting the biomagnets on, and within 6 weeks now she got about, oh, I say 80% pain relief within a week, and then within 2 weeks she was getting, well, she didn't remember that she had the pain, but I told her she had to keep it on. She wore that thing 6 weeks, and at the end of 6 weeks She had another x-ray, and her vertebrae had regrown to full height, you know, which is something that we see. I mean, we literally see.
You apply the right energy,
the body
does what it's supposed to do.
Given the right energy, the body has the ability to regenerate nerves, regenerate bones, regenerate all the spongy material, everything. I mean, it's just remarkable. I've seen it over and over for years, but I still, it's just so fascinating. And the thing that's so good is that, boy, when you take people, they can't walk, or they're barely living. They're not able to get out of bed, you know, and you give them their life back. You know,
that's right.
That's something really important, something really good. So, well, anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. I agree with you entirely.
Yeah.
And you know, that should lead us into another, I guess, announcement about what we're doing here this evening. This is the Sound Health Show, normally hosted by Sherry Edwards. Sherry's voice is gone tonight, so this is Ralph Fusatola acting as guest host. I have with me as my guest Peter Kulish from the Foundation for Magnetic Science, and we're talking about the use of magnets for wellness and for other purposes, such as making wine taste better. And but, you know, the serious message here is that applying the right energy in the right way to the right place can have a profound effect on the way the body adjusts itself. And perhaps we can talk a little bit more about some of the other applications of magnets. For example, I understand that there have been some experiments being conducted recently by the foundation with the use of magnets and the gasoline engines and the diesel engines. In fact,
we're just going to conduct those experiments. Mm-hmm. Of course, the audience doesn't know, but I'm the founder of the monopole clamp-on technology, some many years ago, and had established tremendous testing throughout the world, and you know, there have been, and you know, I can only guess that it's the industry. The industry doesn't want to see it. Nobody. I think maybe the industry, and I'm talking about the oil industry. Maybe they're more open to it now because our systems can make them look good. But there certainly has been a lot of, there's been a much ado about how magnets don't work. Well, I've been seeing and have major testing of how well they do work. And what I mean by how well they do work is increase the combustion efficiency such that there's a tremendous savings. Now, it could be 10%, but most of the time it's higher. On older vehicles, it can be as high as 18 to 20% if an engine's really gummed up. I've seen a car go from 19 to 32 miles per gallon, but that was part and parcel because the engine wasn't operating very well.
Well, I can tell you, as we're both aware, there's been some beta testing going on. And one of my good friends, over this weekend, gave me the initial results. Our friend George, who has a 12-year-old car, which he does keep well tuned, he says mm-hmm. that he's never gotten this level of mileage before. That he's recently been getting 185 miles to the tank, and in the past he usually gets 150 to 160 at the max, and he's quite happy with the beta system that we've put on his vehicle.
Oh, is that right? Well, you know,
George is going to give you an email explaining, you know, telling you what he's experienced and giving you some of his figures because he's been keeping very good records.
Oh, excellent!
I think,
excellent.
That
well, you know, I'm just about done with those newer systems. I mean, well, they're not so much newer as that, you know, we're tweaking a advanced system in, right now.
Right.
And the clear issue here is that, you know, I'm pretty sure that we're going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able, now I know that we've been able to reduce the carbon monoxide literally 98 to 99, sometimes 100%. As a matter of fact, it's always a funny thing because when the smog, when the mechanic's running the smog machine, and he sees the carbon monoxide disappear, he
right.
stops and resets the machine. He thinks there's something wrong with the machine. Yeah, so.
Well, I got to tell you that, you know, my son has an old 1982 Mercedes diesel. And
right.
And it smokes like all old Mercedes diesels do, but with the magnets on it, the smoking has been reduced 80%. I mean,
yeah.
I would think about 80% at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, it's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. I've been I've awoken in Los Angeles, and I've spent time in Mexico City. Boy, I'll tell you, that's someplace. I mean, L.A. on certain days is like Mexico City. But Mexico City is like Mexico City every day. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but you just get used to a kind of, you know, a tearing and a kind of a reddish, it's like a reddish feeling type of pain that's in your eyes from the soot and stuff that's in the air. I mean, it really burns. And I'm just thinking to myself that, you know, if we just put these systems on all these cars in one day, if we could get them on in one day, all yep. of this smog would be gone. I mean, you know, it doesn't stop at 100%, but I mean, it reduces it, you know, minimally 50% within literally a quarter of a tank of gas, and then most of the emissions are reduced. Now, the CO2 is only reduced between about 12 to 25%, but that's fairly strong. But everything else is reduced so substantially that I mean I don't know how familiar you are with the increase of asthma in young children in all the cities. Oh my God, it's a major plague, and hey, it's from all the cars and trucks. That's it.
Yeah.
So. I mean, I think we're seriously going to be looking at, you know, it's not going to be long before they really break through. I mean, they have the technology now, but, you know, like every type of hot potato and technology, any kind of new technology that comes out and, you know, literally, what should I say, you know, knocks or not, kind of messes around with the economic matrix, it's going to have to, you know, come in a little bit slower, but I think they're all out there. I mean, everybody sees them. You know, there's hydrogen, you know, and I don't mean hydrogen, the stripping of gasoline, but, you know, hydrogen, water, you know, using water for fuel. Certainly, really have seen that the magnetics coming out of Australia and then with that Irish group, that Storm, really looking forward to see what they do. You know, we've just got to figure out a way to do this thing. We've got to figure a way to turn off these smokestacks and these chimneys. You know, I mean,
You're right.
At least we've got an answer right now that helps reduce what we're using. You know, helps. I mean, we're still buying gasoline because that's just all the gasoline or diesel, but whatever, that's all we have right now.
Yeah.
We will get to that new technology. But we've got something right now that even as the price goes up, we've got something that will save money so we at least can get the price down and we can stop all this pollution. And that's an important – that's such an important factor. Jeez. So
I agree entirely. The promise of new technologies to help us overcome the problems that a lot of our technologies have caused is very real. And I think that that's very, very clearly magnetic fluid conditioning and all of its aspects is going to have a big role in the 21st century in the issue of dealing with our planet's problems. And we're looking forward to seeing that happen. We have about 10 minutes left on our show. I'd like to continue speculating on what could be done, some of the benefits that people can have from the magnetism. And I'd I guess any other thoughts you have on some of the most advanced and up to the minute developments, that'd be fantastic.
Well, you know, since we are you know, I want to get back to biomagnetics because there's probably someone out there that needs this right now. If you
they can go to biomagscience.com in order to obtain the magnets that they can use.
Absolutely, and the thing is that if you're really questioning, if you've got some questions, look at the FAQs, look at the question and answer papers on the left side on the navigation bar. I think that we've done, a superlative job in explaining this to everyone. You know, one of the things that happens when you go to buy magnetic products is that's it. It says for pain or for this or for that. It has no explanations, and you know, that's where we are key. You know, we have supported this thing by correctly analyzing it. I'm going to and making this material available. I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, we just came out with a carpal tunnel and tendonitis kit, and I just want to, you know, again, it relates to using the proper magnetic fields on the proper side of the limbs. Now, I had a woman, she was helping over at the office one time, and I mean, I didn't, you know, she just kind of helped around the office. I talked to her, you know, it's just friends and this and that, but, you know, I didn't talk to her that much. I was always busy in my own things, but anyway, I noticed she was putting some books back on the shelf, and it just looked like she was having a hard time lifting them or something, so I started talking to her, and she showed me both her hands were clenched. She had a whooping carpal tunnel. And she told me, that was on a Thursday, she told me that she was going in for the operation on Tuesday. And I said, wow, geez, you know, boy, operations, you know, this thing's, well, you know what, if you need one, you got to go do it, and that's that.
Right.
But anyway, I told her, I said, here, put these on, you know, and of course, on her right arm, she had to put it on the dorsal or the posterior side, which is the the opposite of the palm side, because that's the side that's negative. It's a negative meridian on the right arm. And then on the left side, left arm, it is absolutely the anterior or palm side. Most people think the palm side is the back, but actually, in fact, with the thumbs out, which is the anatomical view, the thumbs putting away from the body, the hands on the side, the palm facing forward is the anterior. But any which case, she was there 3.5 hours later. Her hands released, and the pain went away.
Wow.
And that meant that, you know, now, over the weekend, she told me when I saw her at the beginning of the week, over the weekend, because I had told her to keep it on, over the weekend she thought she could take it off. And she did, and it started to come back. So she put it on. And, you know, there's a case, I mean, it was pre-op. She really did need to keep it on. And you know, something as severe as that, even though you get relief that quickly,
right.
Although I must say that most of the time when things are that acute, it generally takes about 3.5 days to get full relief. But sometimes it's very quick like that, within hours. As a matter of fact, many times it is. It just. But I told her to keep those things on for a month, and she did. She kept them on for a month, And she also had a bad back, so she put them on her back and took care of that while she was at it, too.
Very good, very good.
Well, hey, you know, she was a happy camper, and happy to save her all that time and grief, you know.
All right. I guess I should at this point, because it's about 5 minutes before the end of the show, tell people that they are listening to Sound Health, BBS Radio, which is normally a show hosted by Sherry Edwards of Sound Health, Inc. By the way, Sherry's websites are soundhealthinc.com and vocalprofiling.com. Her research institute is the Sound Health Research Institute, and that's at soundhealthresearch.org. Our guest tonight is Peter Kulish of the Foundation for Magnetic Science. The website of the Foundation for Magnetic Science is magnetfoundation.org, and the site that implements the research of the foundation, Biomag Science, is located at biomagscience.com, and it's a site where you can find all of the magnet products that we've been talking about this evening, and a lot of information about the protocols, those special ways of placing the magnets that give the most benefit. And you know, and as you said earlier, sometimes people question the benefits of magnets, and if they were to follow the proper protocol, they would see the very, very substantial benefits. And it looks to me as though we have a couple more minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say? Tell us perhaps about a couple of more cases that you've handled where people have been benefited?
Well, you know, here's something that I find quite interesting. You know, we handle an oral chelation. It's non-GMO. It's all natural. Someone had recommended to me years ago, and I had talked with several practitioners that were carrying it, and they were very pleased about it. So, of course, then we started testing. You know, because the issue is that we're very picky about our products, as you know.
Right.
We really, you know, we want to see some outstanding results, you know, because we're seeing so many outstanding results. So we started testing it with our magnets. And all of a sudden it came in one day. It came in from Malaysia and it came in from California. It was a fellow... a friend of the company, long-term fellow, friend of the company in Malaysia. And then one of our doctors, actually an oncologist in L.A., same day they reported that they were getting diabetic relief. The diabetes was starting to resolve from the use of our circulation enzymes and the magnets. And it's interesting. I mean, it just came in from two sources the same day. So our doctor out there has been continuously using it, and what we've been able to surmise is that apparently the pancreas, at least in certain types of diabetes, the pancreas actually gets plaque in the mitochondria. Inside gets plaque over the neurotransmitter sites, and thereby the signals, the operating signals, are carried through correctly. And of course, so then the pancreas shuts down its ability
to balance.
The magnet
and the benefit that's worked together. I think we are just about out of time. I should tell people that our guest this evening has been Peter Kulish of the Foundation for Magnetic Science, who has been finishing up the program by telling us about some very interesting recent developments. You can go to the website, biomagscience.com, and see some of the products that are available. I'm very happy that we've had this guest this evening. We all hope that Sherry Edwards' voice is back in time for her next show, which I believe is Monday. She has a Monday and a Sunday show. And we thank you very much for being on the show with us tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Ralph, for having me. And hey, my goodness, thank everybody for listening in.
Have a great balance to your holiday weekend.
Great. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Peter. Bye bye.
Thank you, Ralph. Bye bye.
All right. I'd like to thank all of our listeners for participating in the show tonight and listening to what we have to say. I'd like to thank Sherry Edwards for giving us the opportunity to use her time slot to talk about biomagnets and about some recent developments in the field. The show will be archived, I presume, and you can listen to it later. And you can always find us at www.biomagscience.com. Bye now.